This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show presented as a part of the DJV program with the comments in the comparing. There's a complimentary hour, an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the DJV point of view. But this is the official hour with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the story list, the people list, and some of our discussions about what's going on with some of the folks in talk radio. Michael, welcome. Always a pleasure to have you here, and it is a pleasure. It's always good.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. I always enjoy our get-togethers on the weekend.
Right.
When you think about how many stories and how many names are contained in the information that we're about to share, it is pretty amazing. At number 10,
really
we have the Dave Chappelle controversy at Netflix and political correctness. They're tied together. And there's always a political correctness story on our chart. It just seems that there's always something.
Cancel culture, that stuff, yep.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations at number 9. And number 8, voting legislation, and that's tied with race relations, and those two are very tied together. At number 7, the death of Colin Powell, and that has brought up all kinds of memories and controversy, if you will, about the weapons of mass destruction and Gulf War II. Which is a couple of decades ago now, gosh, when that began.
Right, 2003. And that after.
Well, it followed 2001's 9/11.
Yeah.
And the main issue there was, why are we invading Iraq when the people that did 9/11 came from Afghanistan?
Yep, and that's been the continuing focus, and Apollo was the first one after he sold it to say, well, I shouldn't have sold it because it wasn't true. And it wasn't. None of that.
Yeah, he called it a blot on his record. It was more than a blot. But, hey, you know, he was being loyal to his administration and to his president. And to this day, the narrative is that Cheney and Bush, I always think of it as the Cheney-Bush administration, but that they were victims of bad intelligence from the intelligence. But I don't buy that, do you?
Nah. No, not a word of it. But if we're going to focus, if the blame game is important here, which never, you know, you fix the problem, not the blame, but resting it, not Colin Powell doesn't deserve to have it rested on his shoulders.
No.
It squarely is on the shoulders of Cheney and Rumsfeld, who were able to convince Bush easily because Bush always kind of wanted to avenge his father going into Iraq and all of that nonsense. So here we are, trillions of dollars later, tens of thousands of lives lost. There was a waste. It was just and none of these people ever held accountable. Never.
Ironically, Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, he knew, not that I know for a fact, but I'm sure of it.
He knew that
Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. That's why he didn't march into Baghdad. They wanted to stop them from going into Kuwait. The reason Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, listen to me like I really know this stuff, but this is what I suspect. The reason that Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait was because he didn't think the U.S. was going to stop him, because the U.S. knew that he was huffing and puffing about weapons of mass destruction to protect himself from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so transparently a pack of lies and distortion.
Whew. And Trump
came along and said that there were lies and distortion. He was the first. One of the interesting things about Trump in 2015-16 was he was one of the first Republicans to openly declare disagreement with the Bush family, if you remember that. This whole thing is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is.
And frustrating. Number six, immigration reform, climate change, and abortion. And number 5, crime and violence tied with the Philadelphia train rape. There's a hell of a story. And down in South Florida, Nicholas Cruz, the shooter at Marjorie Stoneman High School, he pleaded guilty and that'll avoid a trial other than to decide what his sentence will be. He has one of two sentences. He either will have life imprisonment without parole or execution.
The needle. Yeah, let's give him the needle. I don't believe in the death penalty most of the time, but in this case, this guy deserves it. And what about this, the train rape and the... Who in the... I'm almost speechless when it comes to that. It just... Nobody's really doing anything.
Do you remember the Katie Genovese story from Queens many decades ago where the woman was beaten, I think murdered, screaming, and the whole neighborhood heard it and nobody did anything?
Did anything, yeah.
No one did anything. Well, this is a bunch of gawkers watched him raping her and videoed it on their smartphones. One woman called the police. Fortunately, the police acted quickly and made it to the station. This happened while the train was in transit and apprehended the guy. And fortunately, I was watching the police chief there talking about it. He said that the victim, a woman, was very strong and that she was very forthright. She told the story. And that he thinks she'll be okay, but she was injured, had to go to the hospital, and was raped.
Yeah.
Human nature, I don't know, you know, but of course you have to say, what would I do if I were there? You know, I would have gone after the guy. I would have tried to stop it.
Yep.
I would have hit him over the head with my cell phone as opposed
whatever
to...
Whatever you got in your hand. Yep.
Right.
And kick him in his privates, whatever. Yeah.
Number four, Facebook issues, social media regulation, and cybersecurity. A lot of ransomware problems out there. And Facebook, of course, has so many PR problems, they're thinking of changing their name.
They deserve it. Yeah, but change their name. Right.
Yeah, like a rose is a rose by any name smells
just... Lipstick on a pig is still a pig. Right?
Lipstick on a pig. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, that fits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure
number three, COVID-19 is at number three this week, which it's still big.
Doesn't that tell you something, though, about the focus of, you know, it's been number one pretty consistently, except the last couple of weeks. I think it's been number two, but it's been number one for most of the last year and a half.
It could be number one again. The difference between the top three is very, very slim margin.
Yeah.
But COVID-19, the boosters and mandates, most of the conversation politically about the mandates, scientifically about the boosters, the mix and match thing. And Dennis Prager, talk show host with Salem,
he's in the spotlight this week. They got to talk about this.
Let's put that on the table. We'll discuss that.
Yeah.
Finishing this up, number two, January. The January 6th investigation.
There was a memo on that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
This has been an ongoing typo in the Tucker system.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I have to tell you, I think it starts with me. I'm the originator.
Yeah.
So what can I say?
I mean, well, I fell into the trap. You sent a note around. I'll just say, in terms of what our communication is earlier. You send a note around, make sure you get the typos January 6th, not September 6th. Okay. So when I'm going through this with the ladies from the DJV program and our accompanying hour, I fall. And
you
Victoria
did it too.
Says to me, wait, I did? Victoria says to me, it's not September 6th, it's January 6th. And so,
isn't that funny when you get that kind of a bug in your brain?
Yeah, it's in your head.
It's been going on at Talkers now for weeks. And I did it on the air now, and I'm pretty good at it. I'm a bug about things like this, about that kind of accuracy.
I find when I look at the list once, I pretty much have it in my head. So I don't really go back to looking at the list as we're talking about on the 2 hours that we devote to the countdown every weekend. I kind of have them in my head. And so, because visually that makes an impact, I don't have a photographic memory, but I got a quick mind. So when I look at this, I hold on to it, and I held on to September. I know, I wasn't looking at the sheet when I said earlier September 6th, I thought to myself, Michael's memo. Look out, January 6th.
Yeah. Maybe September 11th is in our brains. Listen, we have to take a break, I understand, so why don't we save number one for after the break and we'll do the people survey.
What a great tease. Okay. 15 past the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, as he is every week, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to get healthy the right way, getting into the colder months, getting into the holiday months. Halloween right around the corner, you start eating all that candy. Yum, 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 but bad, bad, bad for you, you, you. And then, after that, it's Thanksgiving. And then, after that, everybody wants to have a Christmas party this year to celebrate the fact that we haven't had a Christmas party for a couple of years. And then there's New Year's, and I've made the point. Gobble, 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 eat, eat, eat. Waste goes the wrong way. So you want to get back into the right waste and weight zone. You can do that very easily, handily. You have to really devote yourself to how you're eating and that sort of thing. But you also need a little help to keep the weight off. That's where Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, comes in. Every week you hear me telling the story, different stories about different people who have had fabulous success. I'm so happy for all the people that are listed here. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Men who go from a size 42 to a size 32. And their blood pressure goes down. You feel much better overall. Join the listeners, join the folks around the country and around the world who are losing weight and keeping it off. This is no secret. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, all natural. Go to toploss.com, their website, and buy now using the DJV code 3x3, and you get three free. For as many as you want, you buy, and you get the accompanying number free. So you get on the program, stay with it. It'll do you a world of good. Plus, using the DJV code means you get free shipping, too. That's all at toploss.com for Calotren.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Amarsys will be here to support you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison represents Talkers every week on this program. He is the editor and publisher of Talkers from now until eternity. For here and evermore, yes, it shall be your job.
There'll always be a talk.
World without end.
As long as there are mouths.
Yes, and brains. All right, so we promised number one on the story list.
Yes, the budget debate, the infrastructure, inflation, the supply chain, and labor, all under the economy. And there's a lot of politics going on in terms of deciding which way we go. And that's number one on the stories chart. On the people survey, at number 10, the aforementioned Dave Chappelle. At number 9, Colin Powell and George W. Bush. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Number 7, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. That's another story in talk radio that's interesting, kind of. Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon at number 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Kyrsten Sinema at 3. And Joe Manchin at 2. And Joe Biden at 1. It's the first time in the history of the chart that number 1 and number 2 were occupied by men named Joe.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that. I just thought it sounded
good. Okay. Sounds all right. What was that movie about Joe? There was a Joe movie. It seemed to me at some point in time, whatever. However we work our way through that. Okay, so Dennis Prager is a talk radio person. I met him when I started working at KBC in 1993. He was on doing 9 to noon. After him was Gloria Allred. And on the same day that I started, Larry Elder was doing afternoons, and then I followed him doing early evenings. It was quite a roundup. I always loved Dennis. I thought he was a fabulous guy, very interesting to listen to. Still find when I'm in Los Angeles listening to him on the other station, KRLA, where he is. He's syndicated by Salem as well. So let's talk about him first, and then Bongino if you want. And there are other people that have, you know, pulled various stunts around this. So is this a stunt? Prager supposedly makes himself, he tries to get COVID. That's the way, if you read between the lines, right? He wanted to get it.
Yeah, he's 73 years old. He believes that natural immunity is better than artificial immunity. He, not the healthiest guy in the world, but not terribly sick, unvaccinated. And then he went on the air and stated he has COVID. He's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He has some of the symptoms, but he's rapidly getting better. And that he got the COVID because he went out of his way to get it. He did everything he could. He hung out with strangers. He hugged and he kissed and he took pictures.
Suddenly he's going down the back alleys in Los Angeles to get this. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And he went through the cocktail, you know, the rest, the menu of drugs and meds that he's on: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, various and sundry other concoctions that are of various and sundry credibility. And that's it. That's the story. And a lot of people are saying, hey, this is interesting. Maybe he'll be the poster boy for, you know, natural immunization. And others are saying it's a sheer act of recklessness, hypocrisy, and selfishness.
How's his family dealing with it? I guess that would be my question. I don't know. Yeah, now he's married. Now he's got children. Mm. He's also a rabbi, you know, as well. And practices. Yeah, he does. And one of the synagogues in Los Angeles. He's got a Prager Institute, Prager University is what it's called, where he teaches and preaches about right of center ideology. He's a very devoted guy, but very smart. I find him to be very, very intelligent and a very likable guy, frankly. I don't know Dan Bongino, so I can't talk about him, but we can, you and I can talk about him as it relates to COVID, and we will just a few minutes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says progress is being made in negotiations between congressional Democrats and the White House on the president's big $2 trillion social services and climate change programs.
Progress here is a historic package that will put in place systems and programs that have never existed in our society before. So I think what you're seeing is that we're getting closer. We're into the nitty-gritty details. There is agreement about some fundamental investments in our society.
The president noted that the final plan would no longer provide no-cost community college, but he hopes to increase Pell Grants to compensate for that loss. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Texas law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on November 1st. justices are allowing the law to stay in effect in the meantime. This is USA Radio News. Officials say a live bullet that was put into a prop gun and handled by actor Alec Baldwin went off and killed a cinematographer on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust. The Santa Fe Sheriff's Department said in a statement that Baldwin discharged the prop weapon and struck two people, Helena Hutchins, the film's director of photography, and the director, Joel Souza. Hutchins was flown to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Baldwin tweeted, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours." He says, "I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred, and I'm in touch with her husband, offering support to him and his family. My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved Helena." In a statement, the movie company said, "The production of the movie has been indefinitely halted." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Harrison, an honor to work with Michael every week here. It isn't really work. It's, I don't know. Do we consider what we do for a living? Do we consider that work?
No, and not only that, I don't even make a living doing it. So I mean, if I made a living doing this, maybe
two
I think
points
about
for you.
Raising it to the level of work.
Right, exactly. I'm on that one with you. So we're here going through the story list, the people list. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also on the DJV Twitter and Facebook and Instagram page and our website as well, djvshow.com. You can find a podcast of this and a recording of the whole. This program airs on hundreds of stations around the country over the weekend. And then we have a podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com, so you can keep up with our overview of the top hits in News Talk Radio. So we were talking about Dennis Prager and what he's going through in order to work his way through whatever this COVID thing is all about from his perspective. And it's entertaining. It's good radio. And, you know, maybe he's put himself in danger, or maybe he's doing something that makes sure he's really not going to be hurt. It's very interesting also, and I don't know if this is too inside baseball or not, but Dennis Prager is really responsible for Larry Elder. A lot of people don't know that, probably wouldn't, and they don't, you know, people now, everybody seems to know who Larry Elder is, whether they know who Dennis is or not, but Dennis and Larry were friends. Dennis heard Larry in Cleveland, and he told the manager of the station that he and I both worked for, KBC, that he ought to hire this guy because he was fabulous. Well, the general manager of KBC at the time was liberal, and he wanted KBC to be more liberal than not. Michael was on in the morning, the English guy, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, was there. And he countered Michael. There was a liberal on as the morning goes. Ken Minyard was liberal. Michael Jackson was liberal. And then Dennis Prager came on. And he was conservative. Then Gloria Allred came on, and she was liberal. And then Larry started, and he was conservative, and then I came on, and I was nowhere to be. They couldn't buttonhole me. The only thing people remember me for is I was new on the station. O.J. had just gotten himself into his jam, and I was the only one on any one of the talk stations. There were three talk stations in L.A. at the time. I was the only one on any of the three who said, "Give O.J. a chance. Give him a break." And the sort of response I got from the audience was, "You obviously are not from Los Angeles, sir." And then there were a few more pointed comments like, "You Boston stupid, go back there," and that kind of stuff. But
now anyway, that's unusual for the people in L.A. rejecting somebody from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
99% of that type of a thing would be the people in Boston rejecting somebody from L.A.
Uh-huh. Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You know, you go on the radio in Boston, you go, "Hey, I'm from L.A. I'm from Hollywood." Sort of that Andy Kaufman routine.
Yeah.
They'll throw you out of town.
Absolutely.
Throw you out of town in Boston if you mispronounce the name of, you know, Swampscott or Peabody.
Right, exactly. You're right about that.
You know,
no question about that.
Hawk the Cod, Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
In L.A., they put up with people from everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All kinds of, yeah. So Prager was responsible for bringing Larry to the general manager, and he got hired, and so there it goes. But I find him to be, I've said this, and I probably shouldn't keep saying it. I have a lot of respect for him. And now, Dan Bongino, I'd like you to tell us the story, maybe the origins of his becoming the quote-unquote replacement.
Well, let's not get too deep into it. Dan Bongino is one of the people who has been offered to the industry replacing Rush Limbaugh in the noon to 3 Eastern time zone, which is a coveted spot, and his syndicator is Westwood One. They're owned by Cumulus, big company.
Yeah.
And Cumulus just put out a mandate among all employees that if you want to work there, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So Dan Bongino, who's only been in that job for a few months, but he's on quite a few stations.
A podcaster, wasn't he before? Isn't that where
he's
came from?
He's a podcaster, a former military and police guy, very right wing, well known in those circles as a conservative, kind of the new wave of conservative broadcasters. He said, "Hey, if they force me and my fellow employees to get a vaccination,
so he's already had his shots. He's got his vaccine. He's been vaccinated.
It has nothing to do in his case with being pro or against vax. It's being pro or against government or
mandates.
Company regulations."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's thin ice, of course.
Very.
And so. The feeling
well, because
the industry,
a private company it
right.
can do what it wants. The government, different
exactly.
story. But private companies, they run the show. You don't like it, go somewhere else.
Right. So he can quit if he wants. And what I think will happen, of course, I don't know what will happen, so I could be wrong. But my suspicion is nothing will happen. It'll be forgotten.
Right.
He won't quit, and nothing will happen.
Right. It's a way for him to get attention and for a few stations to go, "Hey, this guy's pretty good. We should put him on our station."
Yeah. It gives him cred with the people that think that the mandate per vaccination is the biggest issue of freedom to come down the pike, you know, since the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if it's not, what is, Michael?
What is?
What's the biggest issue of freedom that has come down the pike since in our lifetime?
Understanding the balance between responsibility and freedom. That there's a balance between what's good for the many and what's good for the individual. Individual rights versus society in general. That if you focus completely on individual rights, you become a society of selfish people. You're disunited and you cannot stand. If you become obsessed with everybody being equal and everybody, you know, living for the community, that becomes a form of fascism as well. It's finding that magic balance between the rights of the individual and the responsibility as a collective society that is the key, and that is what is being tested right now in America.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I find most wonderful about what it is that you do and how we do it, maybe even our discussions here, something that I point out with regularity, how wonderful it is that you can take one item and a creative mind can go in so many different directions for an interesting, compelling conversation. Such is the case, in my mind, with Biden, put Biden together with climate change and immigration. And look at the situation that exists. There's a report that came out this past week on the impact of climate change on immigration and migration of people. And it's very interesting to see how these policies that are being recommended and, in fact, enacted are affecting where people are, where they want to be, where they're going. And the outshoot of this is that, quote, tens of millions of people are likely to be displaced over the next 2 to 3 decades due in large measure to climate change impacts. So the administration has warned that we need to alleviate the tension by allowing more people to come to America. It's in our national security interest. What do you think of that?
I think it's very interesting.
That's true. It is very interesting. I don't know. I just put things together, and that's why I love doing this.
No, I'm not dismissing what you said.
It's, no,
you said what I think of what you said was that what you said was interesting. I don't know what I could add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on a bunch of interesting things there. One of them being how any one name or any one topic can be extrapolated into many, many, many subdivisions.
Yep.
That's why I said at the beginning of today's program that it's amazing how many stories, names, subjects, and dots to be connected exist within these 10 items of people and 10 items of stories.
Yeah.
And the kind of thought that we have to put in all week to taking all this stuff and defining it and putting it in order in some type of context, it really is very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of material here. A lot of material.
There is. And I go into, we have at number 9 on the story list this week, China and China relations. One of the things that astounds me, and because it happened this week as part of the conversation, how the stock market was affected by this real estate company in China, China Evergrande, the big developer that was about to go bankrupt. And the government, apparently, because, you know, the government pretty much controls everything, in order not to rock the Chinese stock market, gave this company solidified a loan or some grant of $300 billion. This is how badly in debt this company was. And the government of China says, okay, here's $300 billion to pay bondholders off before the default deadline, and therefore you won't go bankrupt, and therefore our stock market won't go into the tank.
Mm. That's not that different than what we have in this country under a concept called too big to fail.
Yeah, right. Well, look at what the state of California did with Pacific Gas and Electric when they were threatened with all these suits because they don't manage the company well, and all these fires and people getting killed. Was the governor before Newsom, Jerry Brown, said, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that you can make good. We don't want you to go bankrupt. So they gave him, $800 million or something to pay off all the lawsuits. The taxpayers in California paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. All right, here's something else that's pretty amazing. For those of you who are getting a little chilly because we're getting into the fall and you need some nice comforters or you need some nice blankets, you can go to the product catalog on MyPillow.com and see the deal. Save 30% right now using the DJV code on blankets, on comforters, on pillows, on sheets, you name it. They've got it. Waffle blankets. They're really very interesting. If you have never used one, try one because they are cooler. Let the coolness flow, but yet you'll be warm. Also, save 30% with the promo code DJV. All the pillows, all the beds, all the mattresses, everything is from 30 to 60% off right now through the weekend using the promo code DJV. A lot of these offers are subject to change. One of the things that aren't is that everything's made in America. Everything is washable and dryable. So keep that in mind when you're looking around for things for fall. It's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com that gets you there.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, this is the official list of people who have been on top of mind, if you will, in discussions about the issues of the day. Dave Chappelle's number 10, Colin Powell number 9, Mark Zuckerberg is at 8, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino, two talk radio people, with a focus on COVID and related issues, number 7, Liz Cheney, number 6, Nancy Pelosi is 5, Donald Trump and Steve Bannon together at 4, Kyrsten Sinema is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can get it at talkers.com every week and djvshow.com. We have all the lists and the conversations. And also, there is a Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast you can get at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
This report is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual enrollment period is here. People with Medicare need to make an important decision between October 15th and December 7th as they work to identify the best plan for their individual health needs. Selecting a Medicare Advantage plan can seem overwhelming, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. But there are a variety of resources available to help people research plan options safely. Catherine Field with Humana shares more.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you, including informational websites, educational events, and one-on-one virtual or in-person meetings with licensed health insurance sales agents. By turning to reputable sources, you can gather the information you need to choose a Medicare Advantage plan safely and securely by December 7th, the annual enrollment period deadline.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Amarsys will be here to support you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list at number 10, the controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle. Pretty interesting as it reflects on our politically correct, our PC cancel world. Number 9, a relationship with China. Number 8, the race relations situation, race as an issue in our country. Number 8, Colin Powell passing away is 7. Immigration reform is 6. The violence, especially the Philadelphia train rape case, is number 5. Facebook issues, number 4. COVID, number 3. So it's moving down. That shows you not as severe as it was. That is the problem with COVID, it would seem. September 6th is number 2. And number 1, the budget debate. Where are we going to get all the money to pay for all these programs? That's the question. And we'll have answers for you as we discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As our legal expert, he's also a college prof. He teaches, amazingly, he doesn't teach home ec at Bentley University. He teaches he teaches the law. How about that? And they're so similar. Yeah, I've not heard that about you. You sure can't cook. Okay. So let's start with Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon. Stephen. What kind of legal trouble? I think we touched on this last week because the suggestion was made last week and the various countdown stories that he was going to kind of fink out. That's an old expression from when we were kids, isn't it? He was going to flake out anyway and not show up for his for the hearing.
That's 5 for the House. Yep.
Right. So what can they do to him, really?
Well, it's contempt of court is, and actually it's contempt of Congress, is a misdemeanor. He can be sentenced to prison for a short period of time and have a substantial fine. To me, the saddest thing that came out of this, not so much is that the House voted to have contempt charges filed against him, but that only there were 202 Republicans that voted against it. You know, you can say anything you want on both sides about the partisan divide, but this is an attack on the institution. And Bannon at that time was not even an official member of the Trump administration. Any arguments he might make as far as executive privilege don't exist. This is truly contempt of our institutions, and I find it really sad that Congress didn't, apparently the Republicans in Congress didn't see it that way. So we'll see what happens.
Wait a minute, but, what do you mean? You're not surprised that they didn't say they would? Come on. Well, what do you expect?
You're right.
Jump
I'm
in
not
on the...
surprised, but I am. But I am. I'm very much saddened to see the institution be treated in this manner. And you know, there are other people who have been subpoenaed and who are trying to argue arguments of executive privilege. That is their right, and the courts can determine this. Bannon just said, and you said faked out, I would use a different F word. his was true.
With an up at the end of it, right? Yes.
Okay. Yes, there we go.
Six letters with an up at the end of the phrase. Okay, let's move to number five this week, the overall discussion of crime and violence in our country, the numbers, et cetera, but more specifically, this train rape case in Philadelphia. And how it is that, I don't even know that they identify the perpetrator, frankly.
No.
Even though there were people watching and taking video, where is all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I mean, you and I probably would remember the name Kitty Genovese in New York.
Yes, I do remember
people,
that, yeah.
People watched for a tremendously long period of time where a woman was viciously murdered in front of her apartment. And that this kind of a thing can go on today is, again, maybe sadness is the word of the day. The fact that people will video something like this and not step up. Now, maybe they say, well, we're going to do this so that we can find the perpetrator. I don't know, but it doesn't say much for society.
No, it sure as heck doesn't. Okay, race relations and the situation where we seem to have a lot of focus on Black Lives Matter, but people are now beginning to ask questions about other minorities. The situation with, I think it's USC this week, that sort of apologized for the internment of Japanese Americans and the fact that they couldn't get their, they threw them out of college and didn't let them back in again. And so they gave them a little bit of reparation attention, if you will. But, you know, you wonder sometimes about things like that, whether they need to be matters of the law or conscience.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. George Santayana famously said, those who don't remember history are condemned to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of instances like that in our history which do need to be dealt with, not necessarily by the law, but certainly a recognition by society. And I think it's important.
Yeah, it really is, as are all the things that we talk about here. Giving you this time is very important as well. I always appreciate your input. Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University on the law. Also, don't forget, he's the founder of this website, scamicide.com, that helps lots and lots of people avoid the dangers of scams, and they're more their legion every day. So Steve Wiseman and Doug Steffen together this week, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.